Today I'd like to welcome our new Womancraft Publishing author, Malia Keaton-Digby, who is the author of The Heroines Club, Mother-Daughter Empowerment Circle. Malia is based in the US, in Georgia, and she's the mother of three children. Malia, welcome. I'd really love you to tell us a little about your book.
Oh, thank you, Lucy. It's great to speak with you, and there's really no topic I'd rather discuss right now than the Heroines Club. So the Heroines Club is based on a circle that I created here in Georgia, as you mentioned, for mothers and daughters, and it's based on the sharing of women's history with our daughters. And it has been such a blessing to myself and to our community that I knew that the world needed the Heroines Club, and it felt deeply important to me to share it. I wanted it to be a book that any woman could buy or check out from her local library and be forever changed the way that I was. And I feel like, you know, the Heroines Club, it's not mine. It belongs to all of us. And we are in this together. And I'm grateful that the book has now been born. And I'm already hearing from women all around the world that I am just now meeting, thanks to technology, that the book is meaning a lot to them and that they're feeling called to start a Heroines Club in their community, which was the dream I had as I felt called to write the book.
What was it that really kind of sparked the hunger in you for something like a Heroines Club?
Yes. Well, it's true that I created what I wanted to exist in the world for my daughter and for your daughter, Lucy, and all of our daughters, and for the daughter within me. And, you know, the Heroines Club is unique because it has so many components to it that I feel like are really important for us to pass on to our daughters, and not just in a passive way, but in a way that we make sure happens. And so the Heroines Club offers us structure and a nourishing accountability to make sure that our daughters learn about women's history, learn about the power of women circling together, and learn about the power of women's community. And perhaps most important to me is that all of these gifts are given to our daughters from us, their own mothers. We know that we are the strongest influence in our daughters' lives. It's not so much what we say, but it's what we do. It's in how we model our own lives. And that's the beauty of the Heroines Club, is the community that's given to our daughters, of other mothers and daughters that support us in this task of growing up and mothering and daughtering.
For me, it gives us a kind of a blueprint. It makes it possible to conceive of how we can make time and make space for something that we feel is deeply valuable, but we don't know how to fit into our daily busy lives of, you know, doing the school runs and packing lunches and getting homework done and bedtimes and family trips and all of the stuff that's busy in family lives. We don't often have a chance to kind of to tap into the values that we really want to discuss with our daughters, the wisdoms that we want to pass on. There never seems to be a right time. So in a way, for me, that was the gift, was the Heroines Club gives the support and the structure to make that right time. And then it frames these qualities and these gifts that we want to pass on. It frames them in a way, gives them language so that we can communicate them to our daughters. Because what's in our hearts and then what actually manages to come out of our mouths can be two kind of very different things. So for me, this book just taps right into my mother heart and then gives that structure and framework to be able to communicate it and take time with my daughter.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And one thing I'm really proud of about the book is that it comes across as accessible and it resonates with so many, I think, because of what you just said. I am a mother of three. I understand the mother journey. And, you know, I'm every woman, which I think is part of what makes my writing and my passions accessible and resonates. And the Heroines Club book is designed that any woman who feels called to share this medicine with her daughter can do so. Mm. It lays out, you know, the first part of the book is the inspiration, the foundation, the why to develop a Heroines Club. And as you were mentioning, you know, what sparked it in me, the journey that brought me to creating it. And then part two is a complete curriculum that gives you each element of the circle for each month. And of course, there's room to make it your own, and each circle will be unique because of the women that comprise it. But it gives you the foundation to start with. And that's what I'm hearing from women, is that it's a complete how-to guide, which was my dream.
Absolutely. And that's something that can also really scare women and kind of stop them in their tracks, is that they have this kind of vague idea of what they want to do, but they don't know how. They don't know the nuts and bolts of how do I actually get a bunch of other mothers and daughters, and how do we structure our time, and how much should I charge for my money or for the materials, or should I charge at all, or how often should we do it, and what happens if there's a disagreement between, you know, all of those questions that people have when they have this dream or this vision or a vague idea for something, but they've never been to something like this themselves, so they have nothing to base their ideas in. So they have a vague idea, but no real understanding of how to ground it in the reality of their lives. And for me, that's what this book does. It gives that gentle guidance and support, as well as the really, really practical how to and the answers to all of the questions that I know I certainly had, and I've run many women's groups, but the thought of doing it for our daughters, you know, it makes us want to get it even more right.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. And it felt really important to me as I was writing the book to do what you just said, to address the magical side of it as well as the concrete side. Mm. And part of that for me was wanting to share it with the world, and also wanting there to be a record for history that the Heroines Club existed, that mothers and daughters gathered in circle with the intention of sharing this with our daughters, and that it happened. Mm. You know, as I learned specifically in depth while writing the book and researching the heroines, that for most of history, the creations of women, such as the Heroines Club, have been largely unseen. And it felt really important to me to let it be seen and let it be known.
And to have it in book form, I mean, you know, that makes it, as you say, kind of tangible and real and a historical record, because women's voices and what women do is often done in private, and so there is no record. So how do we know what our history is, what her story is, what happened in the past, because there are no records of what happened?
Absolutely. Yes.
And then another thing I just wanted to say to you, and you might not know this, I used to review a lot of parenting books for Juno magazine when I was an editor there. And I get freaked out by a lot of parenting books because I feel very judged. I often feel like in reading them, they kind of hold up this ideal, which I'm supposed to live up to as a mother, and I really feel myself lacking. And what I loved in your book was that I never felt myself lacking. I always felt myself accepted and seen, and my highest values held out for me, but never judged in my own lacks. And I wanted to communicate that to you and to everyone listening, just how embracing and loving you are in your speaking heart to heart with other mothers.
Oh, thank you, Lucy. That was probably one of my favorite parts to write, was the letters to the mothers each month. You know, each month's curriculum begins with a letter directly to the mother. And I think that was my favorite part to write, was wanting to connect with mothers and really express that we are in this together, and that we're all, you know, we have the answers for mothering our children within us. And my hope with writing these letters to the mothers was just to illuminate the path a little bit more clearly for us.
And can you tell us just a little bit about kind of your introduction to circling and women's circles, and how that came about?
Absolutely. Yes. Well, I'm completely devoted to the ancient practice of women circling together. And it thrills me to see that circling is returning to our collective conscious. And through cyberspace and in real life on the ground, women are returning to circling together. And that was certainly my experience. When I first went to a sacred women's circle, it felt like a homecoming. It resonated with a part of myself that yearned to be expressed and to connect with other women. And what I realized was that the women that I circled with, we were all so grateful to have found one another and to have found the process of circling together. And we had all talked so much about our journey to this point in time. And it was like a light bulb, lightning bolt moment for me, sitting in circle. And I had been ruminating on some concerns that I was witnessing personally and professionally for our daughters. And as I sat in circle that day, it just hit me that everything that we are worried about for our daughters, that circling is the ideal prevention model. It offers our daughters quality time with us. It offers them community. It offers them a chance, as you said before, to touch on the values and the gifts that we want to express to our daughters. And I thought, well, here it is. Here's what needs to happen. Mothers need to circle with their daughters. I need to circle with my daughter now, and I don't want to wait until she's a grown-up to do it. She needs it now, and that's why I felt called to create the Heroines Club.
And then talk a little bit more about the history element, because, you know, we're aware that this book will be very of great interest to homeschoolers, for example. But what about mothers whose daughters are in conventional schools? You know, surely they learn a lot about women's history in school, no?
Well, there certainly have been steady improvements and a more awareness of the need for representation for the female half of the population. But no, actually, in our school systems and in the world at large, women and women's history is not something that our daughters are exposed to in an equitable way at all. Our daughters were our sons. It really all started to come up for me when my son Lucas at the time was in eighth grade, and he had a final that I needed to study for in social studies or history. And I was flipping through his text with him and was really shocked by the outright lack of women's history. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thought, where are the women? Where, as my daughter, who at the time was four, I thought, well, who is she going to read about? Who is mm-hmm. she going to learn about? I want her to know about these amazing women because, you know, our daughters need role models. Mm-hmm. And the students I serve in my day job as a speech language pathologist, I saw the girls coming in, girls that I adore and love, and their role models were, you know, pop culture icons. And I thought to myself, how much more appropriate for our daughters, how much more satisfying and healthy for them to know the women that are real life heroines and impart the knowledge of our past, emphasizing the role of women told from a woman's point of view. And in doing this, I knew that we would be showing our daughters the full range of who they might become.
And we were really conscious putting together the book that it was a full range. I mean, we have people from many different nationalities in many different disciplines, from many different backgrounds, spanning about 120 years of history, women of different abilities and disabilities. We have a religions and no religions. We have a very wide range of what it means to be a woman.
Yes, absolutely. The 12 heroines that are represented in this first Heroines Club book are all women who achieved great things in this world. And while they have different backgrounds and life paths, they're all worthy, very, very worthy of our daughters' admiration and emulation.
And actually, I want to make the point that we're talking about women, but actually two of the featured heroines were actually girls when, we have Anne Frank and we have Malala, and both of them were girls still when they were doing their incredible work that they are recognized and remembered for. So it's not like you can be like this when you grow up. It's you can be like this now, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. The final heroine, Mother Teresa, her affirmation is, I am changing the world. Mm. And that is kind of the focus of that chapter, is that we don't have to wait. Mm. We change the world just by being in it. Our daughters change the world just by being in it. And that we don't have to wait. We don't have to wait until we're older or smarter or more credentialed or more healed or more anything to begin. Mm-hmm.
I think that's a really, really beautiful place to leave it. Malia, thank you so much. And I really hope people do go buy the Heroines Club for themselves, for their friends, for their daughters, and then not just read it, but start a group for themselves and for their daughters, because that's my dream. That's your dream, is that, you know, that these aren't just words on a page, but they are actions lived out by women around the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to know that by doing so, we're not alone in this. Mm. By joining the Heroines Club, they're linking arms. We're linking arms with one another to bless our daughters, to heal ourselves, and to keep her story alive. It's ours to tell. We're the ones to do it.
That's so beautiful. Thank you, Malia. And if people want to get more resources and to find out more about the Heroines Club, you can go to theheroinesclub.com. And Malia has set up lots of beautiful resources there for you as well. Thank you, Malia.
Thank you, Lucy.